on social media, for example, we want to incentivize somebody to leave a comment. So they will feel a little bit incentivized by simply that they get to share their opinion. I know it sounds weird, but human beings, like, we need to share our opinions.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams, your host of the podcast On Podcasting. And a couple of episodes ago was a solo episode, and I hope that you listen to it before you listen to this one. This is basically part two of social media. Basically, on that episode, the last solo episode, two episodes ago, because every other, right? On that solo episode where it was like part one of being able to figure this stuff out, and this is like the sequel to it, is we talked a lot about how social media is important. And there was a lot of reasons behind why it is important that we kind of shared. And then we talked about a few things that you need to do, notably jab, jab, right hook, coming from Gary Vee. And notably that if you're not doing this stuff by 2022, 2023, which is, this has been discussed since like 2016. It's already 2023 coming up now, right? So at any rate, there's a lot of detail. It's like a 20-minute episode. I think you really do need to listen to it, and you probably should listen to it before this one. Today, what we're going to be talking about, though, is social media algorithms. It's going to be really fun, I think, pouring into you on social media algorithms, because it's something that I resonate with. It's something that I geek out on. It's something that I do uniquely and different. And I'm a pretty good teacher. I went to school for music education. I played tuba and it got me through college. And I love teaching. That's why I have a podcast. So I'm going to share with you how to trigger the algorithms. And so there's a few parts to that. I do want to take a brief break for our sponsor. So we've got a sponsor on this episode. I'll do that now. And when we get back, I'm going to be giving you like the real details that you absolutely need to know for utilizing social media to trigger algorithms. So instead of only a couple people even seeing your post, you maybe get one like, one comment, two likes, five likes, 10 likes, whatever. Instead of 300 comments, 300 likes. If you're not getting 300, you need to listen in. So let's take a quick break for our sponsor and we'll be right back with that.
Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show.
Thank you for staying with us through that advertisement. I appreciate it. And now we're going to get into 9 absolutely like killer social media hacks that you absolutely need to know. 9 just phenomenal social media hacks, because it doesn't matter what your business is. You've got to be able to get some of the traction. You've got to be able to do some things. And I'm a pretty good teacher. So anyone on the video version, you see slides. But if you're listening, the slides don't really matter that much. The slides just help me to make sure that I get all 9 of them and in order. So you're going to get that even if you're listening. But if you are watching it, you've got that in front of you. So social media hack, there are strategies that are going to help you to be able to trigger algorithms. And what I want to really talk about first, the number one is links. So a lot of you who are wanting to promote yourself, you're wanting to promote your business, you want to promote your podcast, whatever it is, you're putting links of those things. You're putting links to your meetup group. You're putting links to your events. You're putting links to your webinars, putting links to like your podcast or your YouTube channel. So the first algorithm that you really need to understand on all social media, including like Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, is that on Instagram, at least last I checked, and it may have changed, but on Instagram, if you put a link, they won't let it be a hyperlink. If it's on IG, back then at least, they won't even let it be a hyperlink. So they'll show it, but nobody can click on it anyway. So basically the point is that these social media platforms, they have some purposes. you got to understand this. You've got to understand that Facebook, LinkedIn, these guys have purposes. Here's some of their purposes. They're competing for attention. They want your attention. What do they get out of attention? Well, Facebook has investors that have paid, like, because it's a public trading company, right? So they put money in to invest in the growth of Facebook. They put their money in to try to improve. Facebook has more working capital. And Facebook has a fiduciary responsibility to try to serve their investors. They should do what's right to be able to help the investors and the board members and the CEOs. They all need to make money. Like, that's critically important. So how do they do that? Well, they do that by having advertisers. This means, like, for example, my company, Grow Your Show, one of the things that we do is we help people with advertising. We grow their podcast with Facebook ads. And I wouldn't do Facebook ads if nobody was on Facebook. So for example, if I was putting in a certain amount of money for these ads, but it couldn't get in front of anybody, then it would be a waste of time. So what we're saying is Facebook competes for attention. Facebook wants as many users as possible, and they want their users to stay on the platform. If you post a link on social media, on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, if you're going to post a link, what does that link do? Let's critically think about this for a second. The link takes somebody off of Facebook. Well, Facebook's competing for attention. They want people on there. Their investors need to make money. Their advertisers need to be able to give them the money. And so when they see links, they've created an algorithm. An algorithm is, if this happens, then this happens. If they see something like this, they automatically do this. So just remember, an algorithm is a pre-created direction in case something happens. So for example, if you have a link that would maybe take you from Facebook to YouTube, Facebook says, oh, hell no. If they go to YouTube, YouTube has ways of keeping attention where their own advertisers to make money. And they're going to show cat videos that are cute. They're going to show workout videos because this person cares about working out. They're going to show videos of girls jumping up in bikinis because this person loves looking at girls in bikinis. This person is wanting to learn real estate investing. So I'm going to put real estate investing thing. Whatever it is that you got interested in on YouTube at one time, they keep putting more of that stuff. That's why I keep seeing cat videos because I clicked on one time and now they're like, oh, we can get in with cat videos. So at the end of a video, we're going to do another video that Adam would like. We're going to do another bikini video. We're going to do another real estate investing video. We're going to do another mountain biking video. We're going to do another yoga. We're going to do another one for self-improvement, personal development, because this person cares about that. Whatever it is that got your attention before, they keep putting it in front of you. And now that you're stuck on YouTube watching cat videos, guess what you're not doing? You're not scrolling through Facebook. You're not scrolling past Facebook advertising. And so Facebook could lose money. So they got smart and they said, if you got a link, we shadow ban you. We block it. Sorry, you wanted somebody to go to your podcast. So you put a link to Apple Podcast or Stitcher or whatever, and we're not showing that to anyone, because then they're going to go and listen to you for a long, long time, and they're not going to be on Facebook, and we're not going to be making money. So an outside link, automatic shadow ban. Okay, that was number one. Number two is ask, don't tell. What most people do on social media is they are always telling people stuff. If you remember in a previous episode, we talked a little bit about the jab, jab, right hook. And with the right hook, the goal was to get somebody to buy your services, to listen to your podcast, to join your coaching program, or to buy your product, right? So there's jabs and there's right hooks. We talked a lot about it two episodes ago. Within the right hooks where you're getting this stuff, a bad way to do it might be like, oh, I'm so humbled that my client trusted me to sell their house for $20,000 more. Remember that? I'm so humbled. Well, all you're doing is telling. I'm so humbled by this thing. Now, leave it be that you're not actually humble if you're proud. You're proud. You're proud. And that's a good thing to be proud. Don't be against being proud. Pride isn't always bad, right? I know in the Bible, it talks about pride can lead to some things, but look, you've got to have some pride. You've got to wear that. Like, you got to be proud of yourself, your accomplishments, your kids, your business. You got to be proud of that stuff. And so just be real about it. Anyway, ask, don't tell is instead of saying something random, like, hey, instead of saying like, hey, I was able to do this for my client, people are just going to scroll past that. People might even notice it, but they're not going to, they're less likely to like it. They're less likely to comment on it. They might because they want to support you. If they see it, they are less likely to do it because you're telling. There is something cool about the ask. And the psychology behind it is it's a pattern interrupt. Okay. It's a pattern interrupt. This is one of the reasons why, as I'm talking with you today on this podcast, why sometimes I ask you questions. I might say something like, do you know what that does? Do you know why I say that? I say that because it makes you start to think. It interrupts your pattern. If I never asked you questions, do you think you would actually get the value? Like if I'm just sitting here telling, you're going to mundanely listen. You're going to autopilotly listen. You're going to in one ear, out the other, listen. Maybe I can't even say listen. You'll only hear it, right? If I never ask you a question, all I do is tell, it's boring. So as you notice, sometimes I'll say, why do you think I ask you questions? And the answer to that is, hey, if I ask, it's a pattern interrupt. It gets somebody to stop and think. So on your social, this is a great psychological tool, strategy to be able to get you the results that you want. So instead of telling people things, I did this. You might say something like this. Here's a great example. Anybody out there want to sell their house for $20,000 over asking? ? Recently, I'm really proud we were able to do that for a client. It's really exciting. And it's really going to help the client out as well, because that extra $20,000 is a whole year, a whole semester of college for their kid, or a whole semester of private school, whatever you'd put that in. So they're really excited about the $20,000. This is what they're going to do with it. So you start by, what would you do with an extra $20,000? Now the person starts to think, what would I do with an extra $20,000? And then you go into the story. We call the question mark, we call that the hook. So the ask is the hook. When you're just telling stuff, it's mundane and people are like, scroll. You want to stop them from scrolling. So you want to interrupt their pattern. So you want to psychologically get them to pause and think and consider. And ask, don't tell allows you to be able to do that hook. You want to make an extra $20,000 when you sell your house, something like that. Then the story is, I just helped a client sell a house. We were able to get it for a little over $20,000. We got this many offers. And then you go to the offer. Don't be afraid to offer. So in the first example, it was, oh, I'm so humbled that this person entrusted me to help them get $20,000 more. And in the new way to do it with the hook story offer, the hook was a question, the story was the stuff you want them to know. And the offer is basically, hey, let me know if you and I should get on a call. Maybe I can help you get $20,000 more on your property as well. Let me know in the comments. So there's always want to do that hook story offer. But ask, don't tell. Just remember that, okay? Ask, don't tell. Like number three is incentivize your follower, like on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever, TikTok, wherever you're on, Twitter, whatever, incentivize people to do something. So on social media, for example, we want to incentivize somebody to leave a comment. So they will feel a little bit incentivized by simply that they get to share their opinion. I know it sounds weird, but human beings, like, we need to share our opinions. That's why I have this podcast, is I always want to share my opinion all the time. And I want everybody to believe in what I'm believing. And I feel good about myself. And I feel like I'm contributing because I have great opinions. And so I'm incentivized to put out good content. Well, if you are asking, if you're like, hey, I've got a couple of podcast episodes titles out here, which one should I use? Now, everybody's incentivized because they actually want to get their own opinion. That can get people to what's called engage. Engaging with your podcast is really, really helpful. So there's a couple of things for the algorithm. We're going to go into a little bit more detail as we go through. But number four is engagement. And so we already kind of started talking a little bit about it. Engage is a critical, very important piece to social media. Here's the thing. Remember that we said that social media, they pay for attention. Their whole goal is to get attention and to keep attention. So all social media platforms, it doesn't matter what. TikTok, they want you to stay on TikTok. YouTube, they want you to stay on YouTube. They're all trying everything that they can in order for that engagement. Because if there's more engagement and like we're building a community, we're keeping people on the platform, they obviously just make more money. So ways of engaging is that hook story offer. Like, you know how we did the question for the pattern interrupt? Well, that was for number two. We did the question for the pattern interrupt. Well, number four, when we're getting them to engage, the pattern interrupt, it's kind of interesting. And I forgot to mention that if people are on social media and they are mundanely scrolling past lots of different people that are telling them stuff, well, social media just kind of split tests you, your post against like every other post. And if you're telling somebody something and people are just scrolling past it, you're in that A-B split test and you fail. You basically fail because nobody stops scrolling. So I talked about an algorithm within the first thing, which was links. It's a negative algorithm, right? And now, when we talk about the next algorithm with the ask, don't tell, just basically getting a good hook on the first line of a post will make somebody stop scrolling. Well, social media has been able to see when people pause and then they're split testing it against other people. And they're saying, oh, a couple people paused when they saw this one. So what I'm going to do, this is social media talking, this is Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. They're like, what I'm going to do is because people stop scrolling when they get to this, I'm going to put it in front of more people because that will help me keep more people on social. And so they do that. And then the next algorithm is the engagement. So when you do the hook story offer and at the last thing is basically saying comment below if you want this, comment below to help me figure out which one of these is better, comment below if I can help you. If you're listening, give me a hashtag, blah, 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 below. When you're asking for that engagement, it's great because there's algorithms that see that people are typing and they're like, there's something with this post. They stopped the scroll. So you did a good pattern interrupt. That's good. But now they're also engaging. And so that is another algorithm. There's a negative algorithm, again, with the links. There is a positive algorithm with the pausing when you have a good hook, where they stop scrolling. And there's another beneficial when they're engaging. And you can just engage back and forth with them. You can build your movement. You can build your tribe. You can connect with people. You can help people. And you can get them to feel like they're part of whatever it is that you're doing. So that's number four, is engaging. Number five on social media is going live. So one thing that you can absolutely do when you're recording some content, if you want to, and if you feel comfortable, is maybe using Zoom to port into like YouTube or port into Facebook, for example, automatically. So while you're recording it, it's also going live. And the basic thing that you need to know is that most of the social media algorithms, they do like to promote anything that they have that's kind of new. Now, going live is probably not as new now. Now that I'm recording this, and it's basically 2023 now, it's not as new. But you are still getting like some algorithms when you do go live, when you use your stories, when you do post, what are those even called? I can't even think of the name of it. Stories, lives, reels. That was the term that I was looking for. If you post these things while they're new to the platform, whatever that platform starts doing, they will actually give you more, what's the word for it? They'll give you not authority, more traction. That's probably a good word for it. Because you're doing something that is new to their platform, they want to promote it. And so when you start doing that, like when lives were brand new, it was even getting better things. So number five is go live. But for that, what I really want you to think of is whatever is new on that platform will help trigger some algorithms because they automatically want to promote those new things. And so they want to feature them and put them in front of more people. So definitely feel comfortable doing those new things, even when they don't feel so comfortable. Number six is that you should be selfish. You should be selfish. And all I'm saying is don't share other people's content. And I know it's horrible. The only thing that really benefits, the only person that really benefits when you share their content is, I mean, the person that you're sharing their stuff doesn't even really benefit. Maybe they will look at you like you're nice. They'll be like, oh, that was really nice of you to share my post. But you don't get any more traction when you share it. It doesn't really give them that much more traction. I mean, there is an algorithm, yeah, that if somebody's content gets shared a lot, that they might promote their stuff, but they're not going to promote your stuff. So you think you're being nice, you think you're being helpful, but like it kind of blocks your own profile. So I see a lot of people that like, they just share like other people's quotes. They just share like other people's posts. They'll just forward it to their own profile and it really works against them. So basically I'm just asking you to be selfish. I'm asking you to basically share your own stuff, not other people's stuff, because there's no real benefit to you sharing other people's stuff. In fact, it can make your profile less relevant. And when your profile is less relevant and they're split testing you, like they always are, because they need to make money, and your profile is less relevant and that other person that you're sharing is more relevant, you're not getting the benefit at all. Maybe they are, but you definitely aren't. So I'd recommend that you post your own like unique, what is the term for it? Unique, like true to you, unique to you content, right? So just remember that. Be selfish. Stories. There's a couple of types of stories. I mentioned the lives and doing the new thing. So one story is, yeah, you should post stories because that's doing the new thing, because that stories are still kind of new. Reels are still kind of new. One of the new things to the platform, they're more heavily weighted, so they get better results. But when I say there's two types of stories, I mean, it's not just posting to your stories. It's also utilizing stories. All right. A lot of the times when I speak with you, I might ask you questions. If you remember me asking you questions, if you think back, you could probably think, oh, he does. He asks a lot of questions. But what else do I frequently do? I'll use like a real live situation, maybe of one of my clients, maybe of somebody that I connected with, maybe of one of my podcast guests, or perhaps a story about my own podcast or my own business. So what I'll do is I'll jump in and I'll say something like, in a previous episode, you probably heard me talk a little bit about going to the HQ, the meetup headquarters. They flew me into Manhattan and I talked about how they paid for my wine, they paid for my food, they paid for my lodging, they paid for most of my flight and all that kind of stuff. So I used this story and I used being at the sixth floor of Meetup HQ where I talked to the engineers and I talked to you a little bit about how there was 255,000 meetup organizers in the world and they flew out just a number of us, 150 of us. And I was one of six speakers and there was this Indian woman from like literally from India and her meetup was like more than 10 times bigger than mine, but she wasn't a speaker. So I asked them why. And then they told me why. So I used this story to make an illustration, to prove a point, to have you move along through it so you can visualize this stuff. Because if you're able to visualize it, if I tell you that I'm embarrassed, if I tell you, if I use analogies like cat videos, you're going to laugh because you might not look like actually listen, watch cat videos. If you're half of the population, you do. If you're the other half of the population, you think it's ridiculous that anybody would, right? But I also used other things like mountain biking, bikini girls. You remember I said bikini girls? If you're using these things in your stories, if you're talking about things that people could resonate with or outlandish or memorable, it'll help people get the point of it. So somebody is going to be like, oh, Adam is sexist. He's a male chauvinist pig because he said the word bikini. Like I get that that could be somebody's perception of it. My true intention is getting something into your mind, that is going to help you remember the point that we're trying to make. And the point is what people watch once on YouTube, they continue to stay on in YouTube. So when I say bikini girl, it's not because I'm a male chauvinist pig. It's not because I'm an asshole or a horny bastard or something like that. It's because I know that that gives us a visual and it sticks with us. And then you'll remember, hey, Adam was saying that they compete for attention and bikini girls or cat videos or whatever, anything that you watch once is the illustration to it. So these stories help impress the points. They help make things memorable. It's kind of going back to the ask, don't tell. do you remember that I was saying, like, if you ask, people have to think about it. If you tell, it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Well, it's similar when you're trying to get a point across, and you can either use a story or not use a story. If you do use a story, then there's some things that we can remember. Number eight, it's not about you. You want to speak to your audience in their words. So basically, don't try to impress people too much, like with your acronyms. You want to speak to people in their own language. So number eight, on your social media, as you're trying to get trigger algorithms and you're trying to get some good traction, one of the things that I really want you to do is remember that it's not about you. It's about your audience. It's not about you like trying to impress people. And I've used the term IRR. IRR is like similar to a cash on cash return, but it's calculated in a really weird way. And you have to use like spreadsheets and stuff. You actually need to use Excel because you have to plug in all of these different factors and it needs to like determine how many years. It goes over a lot of people's heads. And some people are like, I don't know what IRR means. I don't know what it stands for. And so they're already lost. And some of them are like, yeah, I mean, I've heard of IRR, but I don't know how to explain it. So I feel stupid. And when they feel stupid, and when they feel like you're talking above them, they're not going to listen. And so you want to speak with your audience, not above your audience. It's the reason why a lot of newspapers, they teach in, or they put things in like a third grade reading level. They put them in a third grade reading level on purpose because they want to be as inclusive as possible. I probably talk on this podcast at a third grade reading level. It's not because I think that my listener is dumb. It's because I want to make sure that we're always on the same page. And so I'm not going to talk above you, at least not on purpose. I'm going to always work my hardest to talk with you. Number nine is when it is about you, you want to give advice, you want to give help, you want to give opinions, you want to give thoughts and ideas. So number eight, it's not about you, it's about your listener. Number nine is if you are going to talk about you, you want to share some ideas, you want to give help, you want to offer to help. Here's some bonuses. You can use emojis to get a better result. Number two, bonus number two is you can use white space. So basically you type in white space characters, like Google it. And then you can copy the blank spaces and you can basically go enter and put that in. That extra white space helps people to be able to read when it's too blocky, too text blocky. It's hard for people to read, especially if they're dyslexic. You want to space it out like one sentence at a time with a little bit of white space in between. It's easier on the eyes. Your person's going to gain more out of it. Bonus number three is you can use lead magnets. So on your calls to action, like your hook, story, offer, your jab, jab, right hooks, you can offer lead magnets, be able to help your person with those lead magnets. So I hope you got a lot of value out of these social media algorithms, some clear understanding. I do have an ask. I've got one ask for you. It's like I put my heart and soul into giving you good content about the social media. It's unique content and it helps almost anybody's business. What I'd like you to do is help your friend and grow my brand, grow my name as well at the same time. Help your friend with this by either saying, hey, I heard on Adam Adams's podcast and share the takeaway, or send the link to this episode to them and say, hey, you got to listen to this. I think this episode will really help you. That's what all I ask. You listen a lot, you get a lot of value. And today I want you to share this content or episode with your friend. Bye for now. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.